The Okaloosa County School District has solidified plans for honoring its graduating seniors. True Walk Across the Stage ceremonies are set for July. In addition, starting today, the taping begins on a professionally produced video for each senior. Okaloosa Superintendent Marcus Chambers, like his neighboring colleagues, pledged from the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak to do something special for his class of 2020. In trying to come up with a graduation game plan during these unprecedented times, the district sought their feedback.
You know, we had a lot of conversations first with principals, but then we surveyed our seniors and our senior parents. And we had about 1,600 responses, where it probably doesn't shock you, about 83% of them wanted a graduation of some sort on school campuses where they could walk across a stage.
First, as a bit of insurance, the district is launching production of a virtual graduation.
So this week we have speeches that are being recorded, the national anthem is being recorded, and we have students who are coming up to the school at specified times to make sure that we social distance. But we have students coming up to the school at specified times where they will walk across the stage, it'll all be videoed, and we have production companies who are actually going to put it all together into an overall video.
The videotaping will begin today at Baker School and Laurel Hill High School and will continue through next week. With the video, the district has the option of making the graduation available online. Also, it will be distributed to each of the seniors as a keepsake. But based on the survey, what the seniors really want is that traditional commencement experience. Unless ordered otherwise, Chambers says they'll get that too, but with some adjustments due to COVID-19.
The week of July 14th through the 18th, in smaller groups right now is what we're planning for. You know, for example, maybe in groups of 75 students, and each student might get two tickets, and their families will be a part of the graduation in small group fashion. Now, if the CDC guidelines lessen up, you know, we will raise the number of students that can graduate at one time and even the amount of invites that each student would get.
Additionally, Chambers says the middle of summer weather will play a factor in what type of event will be held at each of the schools.
Depending on the heat in July, we will either have an outdoor event where it's on the football fields like normal, or depending, it will be inside. So if it's inside, we'll have less kids that we'd be able to graduate at one time. So the schools are still working through that particular time period.
According to the superintendent, the schools are scheduled to begin their in-person graduation ceremonies on Thursday, July 14th, with sessions to continue as needed for larger schools such as Niceville and Crestview through Saturday, July 18th. Now, the key to commencement exercises is coordination with the Florida Department of Health in Okaloosa and Okaloosa County Sheriff Larry Ashley to ensure adherence to CDC guidelines.
You know, an interesting tidbit about this senior class is they were born during the 9/11 time period, and now they're graduating, you know, during the coronavirus. So this is a very strong and resilient group.
Chambers says their goal is to provide an uplifting conclusion to what has been a very challenging school year and give this group of seniors the best graduation they possibly can. Meantime, the Escambia and Santa Rosa County school districts are making their graduation plans as well. Both have reserved the Pensacola Bay Center for potential dates in June and July. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.